Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench. I can't imagine, to be honest with you, I really can't, that I get it. I support their protest. And sincerely, I mean that. Like, I don't think what happened to any of these people was necessary or deserved. I don't believe for one second any of these people that have been profiled, harassed, shot, killed, strangled, choked, all of it. It's all bad, right? So I'm not for any of that. But I want none of that in this world. I really don't. Between anybody. People are idiots, and they're mean, and they're nasty, and they're never wrong, and they get in accidents or whatever in a car, and then they blame each other. People don't agree on anything anymore for any reason about anything, literally any topic at all. It's no different than anything with like sports, or you argue about sport, people, religion, all of it, politics, everybody argues. But I don't think for one minute that I can't imagine that the Lakers and Clippers want to end it all when they're that close to a title. Seriously. Do these guys not play for titles? That's what they're judged by. They're judged by, I think, criteria of money. Money being number one. How much money do you make? That's really what it's about. Who's the highest paid guy? And how big's your Supermax? Whatever. And then two is rings, and championships. Is that fair enough to say? And then what else do they care about? Three, their stats and their brand, right? Like their numbers. That's what they care about. What else do they care about when it comes to playing basketball? And when you're that close to a championship, like LeBron went there to win a championship. He wants to win more championships to be like Michael Jordan, doesn't he?
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life. So I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Sagan with the goal, 1-0 Dallas on Colorado in this hockey game. And, you know, I actually saw tonight that there's players. What's the guy's name for no disrespect? I can't remember his name. Dubnyk, is that his name?
Matt Dumba?
Yeah, Dumba. He's the guy that spoke out first from Minnesota, did the speech before the hockey game playoffs or whatever bubble, right? That he spoke from the heart and all that. So he's saying tonight that, you know, literally that the NHL missed the boat completely as usual. You know, he's saying that they're always last at a party. Did you see that story I sent you about?
I've seen a lot of those. Yes, there's been a lot of people saying that tonight about the NHL.
Right. So they're getting just slammed that they played their games without any hesitation. They had like a little moment of clarity before the game, before the puck drop, before the anthem and everything. They did a moment of silence for just the people that have been wrongfully profiled and harassed and hurt, shot, dead, whatever, from the cops, if you will, or the popo police, whoever is wronging them, if you will. So they acknowledged it, but they kept playing, and that upset this guy Dumba. And then he just said, like, they have a coalition in the league. The NHL has a, you know, their diversity coalition. And the bottom line is that he's like, you know, we're really disappointed that they have this group. And, you know, it didn't matter. It just didn't matter that they, you know, they claim, you know, Dumb is saying it's disheartening. So anyway, they have this group. I want to read this. So the Hockey Diversity Alliance knew about the NHL's pregame plan and said it was disheartened by the response by the league and the players. NHL always last at a party on these topics. It's sad and disheartening for me and members of the alliance that I'm sure other guys across the league. But if no one stands up and does anything, then it's the same thing. That silence. You're just outside looking in and actually being leaders and evoking real change when you have such an opportunity to do so. It's much bigger than sports. He said it shouldn't just be on the league's few players of color to protest. It's much bigger. In hockey, that's what it comes back to. You're just relying on the minority guys to step up and say it. But what would really make the most impact is to have strong white leaders from teams step up and have their two cents heard. All the other white guys who grow up watching them, who might be their biggest fans, can look up and say, wow, if he's seeing this and trying to stand up and to listen, then why am I not as well? Why am I continuing to hold on to this ignorance or hate that I feel towards a subject that I maybe don't know everything about? So Anders Lee said, it's something we're going to have to look into. And obviously there's a lot of things going on in the world that are unjust. There's a lot of inequality in the world. The NBA and those players are standing up for what they believe in. I think it's a great thing what they're doing. So the NHL, though, they went on with the games, on with the show. The show must go on. They didn't stop, but literally everything stopped, didn't it? But not quite everything. Baseball has some games going on. Several baseball games were canceled. Postponed. I'll tell you which ones they were. Dodgers, Giants was postponed. Reds, Brewers was postponed. Mariners, Padres at Petco was postponed. The other one was already postponed. The Angels, Astros, right? Because of the hurricanes. right? Two hurricanes. One of them's just, Laura's just pounding the Gulf Coast right now. I'm going to have to turn on the Red Zone Hurricane Channel here momentarily. Very excited about that.
You've got the three games. It was the Mariner-Padre game, the Giant-Dodger game, and then the Milwaukee-Cincinnati game, which they've already rescheduled as a doubleheader tomorrow. So I guess they plan on playing tomorrow. And then the Cardinals, you had Dexter Fowler and Flaherty, who did not said they weren't going to play. I guess that the whole team did not say that. Those two guys just said they're not playing tonight.
All right. So in terms of what's going on right now, the A's lead the Rangers 3-1. They just beat them. 3-1 A's win. The Royals are up on the Cardinals in the ninth, 3-2. That'll be two nights in a row they beat them. They beat them 5-4 last night. Rockies 2-1 over the Diamondbacks in the fifth, top of the fifth. White Sox beat the Pirates 10-3. Cover! The Braves beat Garrett Cole 5-1 in the first game, beat him 2-1 in the second game. And the big story coming out of there, Carver High, was what? Judge, what happened to him?
Judge hurt the calf, tweaked the calf again, running into second base. He flared up, as Aaron Boone said. Calf flared up a little bit. So,
is that what he was out for before?
Yes.
Unbelievable. He is peanut brittle. Your boy, he's a great player when he plays 3 days of summer.
It is amazing, right? It is absolutely amazing.
He never plays. Stan and him never play. Is that right? That's the bottom line.
They don't play enough, that's for sure.
The Red Sox lost 9-1 to the Jays. The Phillies beat the Nationals 3-2. And the Rays beat the Orioles 4-3. Indians beat the Twins 6-3. Tigers beat the Cubs 7-6. At one point, I was watching that game. The score was way worse. The Cubs were getting killed. They came back, but they still lost. And the Mets beat the Marlins 5-4. So, and that A's game just checked in. I hit that A's game. I hit the Mets game. I hit the Indian game. I hit the Ray game. I hit the Braves second game of the doubleheader. I hit the Jays. I hit the White Sox. I mean, what didn't I hit? Honestly, I lost the Garrett Cole game. So be it. But I'm hitting things like, honestly, out of my mind. And then already today, I hit the Flyers and the Lightning, and I'm going for the trifecta. I'm going for the, in this third game, I still believe.
Going for the hat trick. You're going for the NHL hat trick today.
The natural hat?
That's the natural hat trick. You'll get it if you get this third game, the natural hat trick for you in the NHL.
I need more productivity, though, because I have the abs. I need way more productivity.
You definitely need more productivity.
So, you know, it's strange to me how I'd like to see kind of the thinking along the lines of the teams of who made these decisions, because why did three of them postpone their games and shut it down? Right, the Brewers. But did we include the Brewers in that? Because we did.
Basically, I think that the thinking behind each was kind of stated by each team. I know the Dodgers. Mookie Betts flat out said, "I'm not playing tonight," and his teammates got behind him and said, "Well, if you're not playing, we're not playing." So I saw the little press conference with Dave Roberts and Mookie and Clayton Kershaw, and they basically said it was that once Mookie said that, the team wasn't going to play. That simple.
Okay, well, why are all the other teams playing?
I guess it's a team-by-team decision. The Mariners, I know, have the most African-American players on their roster than anybody else in the league. They decided that they were not going to play. The Padres were in agreement with them. And for the Milwaukee Brewers, it's, I believe, you know, obviously their home area. And they saw what their NBA team did this afternoon, and they decided they were going to do the same thing.
Well, do you think that the union, they're allegedly this strong union, and their peers, their colleagues, they all do the same job, and they all ruminate, and they all are somewhat friendly on, you know, at first base. When the guy gets a hit, there's generally some banter back and forth, and guys say hi to each other before games, and they certainly, you know, play kiss and tell for the last 15 years, you've seen it happen. Back in the day, you would have never had that with, like, the Yankees and Dodgers wouldn't have been hanging out around a batting cage before the game. They would have been, there would have been fist fights. So, bottom line is, nowadays, guys are too friendly, way too friendly. My point is, I don't understand why the rest of the teams didn't support their colleagues that all postponed their games. The whole league should have shut down.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
That's 844 toll free, 843-6879 to get on the bench. Oh, look at the Royals just adding runs in the ninth with two outs. Two more coming. Oh, the humanity 5-2 over the Cardinals. And a runner at second, the double. The Royals doing the Show Me State showdown, getting involved on the Cardinals. So, Carver, I give your assessment again about you told me, but no one's heard it on the air, of what's going to happen to the NHL tomorrow.
Well, I just think the NHL has been taking, probably rightfully so, a lot of hits tonight from a lot of places because they did not really say or do anything. I mean, I know they tried to have their little moment before the games, but we'll see what happens. I think that a few guys in the NHL, like Anders Lee was saying, might have to have some discussions tomorrow about whether they're going to, have something on their end, because they have not. And they're hearing it from a lot of their fans. They're hearing it from the people that cover their league. So we'll see what the NHL has in store tomorrow. They played all their games. And to be fair also, Scotty, it's not like Major League Baseball completely shut down too, and the NHL were the only ones playing tonight, right? I mean, there was more baseball games that played than were canceled. So there's a lot of people that didn't play tonight. Now, MLS also shut everything down after the first game. Nobody played in MLS tonight either. WNBA, nobody played. So only one of the, I think, six MLS games played. But other than that, the rest were all canceled.
Yeah, so just so we're clear, that it says, the sources say that the vote to stop the season is not, it's not like the end game. They have not finalized anything. They're still talking. They're going to obviously talk again tomorrow. They got everybody certainly thinking, and they got everybody ruminating and doing whatever. There's, every one of those players right now, in my opinion, in Orlando, in those hotels, they're all sitting around talking about it, right? So even after the meeting, they're out right now having a beer, talking about it. And, they're all in this bubble living together. So they're out talking about it right now. They're making their plans right now. And they're trying to figure out, Carver High, what the effects of this is on the CBA and their business model. And, their bottom line, they're as an entity, what they have in terms of bleeding, what the losses will be. This is about, they're running a multi-billion dollar business that's, they've already lost, several months of the season, and certainly hundreds of millions of dollars in concessions at arenas and all the money that they roll in off of that. So they've lost all that. And then they started this bubble life, right? And they got a playoff system in place, and they're playing tons of games. They got down and whittled it down to the teams that made the playoffs, and now they're having series, and now we're going to the conference semis, and it's all evolving, and they're trying to make some money back. They're trying to get their, you know, act together and get going again. And then if they shut it down, I mean, they really go to rock bottom, right? They're going to go to basically down into the well, and literally the 20 season will be considered an absolute bloodletting wash, right? They'll have losses through their nose as a business. I don't care what Adam Silver says and all their, you know, they got a hidden fund or whatever else they got up their sleeve in terms of BSing the public and lying to the media about how much money they're worth. The bottom line is that you cannot have a season like they've just had in 20 and then this bubble season, and then they can't even finish it. And I understand why they're not going to finish. That's not the point. The point is we've already established that we're supportive of their protest unequivocally. But the bottom line is that they have a business that they run, and they're going to shut it down. Okay. So then you know what happens when you pull the plug in the sink and in the bathtub, you know what happens? The water goes down, right? Well, that's what's going to happen when they pull the plug on this. The water's going to go down. That's the water's the money. It's all going down the drain. They'll make that. They can't even pay the network television people. They're going to lose $1 billion at least.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why this is a discussion with the players, and we've seen some of the NBA people tweet this out tonight, the reason why this is a discussion is, you got to remember, the NBA players are, you know, they're in this with the owners. There's a revenue sharing situation here where the players have a piece of the pie.
It's a business.
They need to discuss with themselves, like they were doing tonight. Hey, if we do this, what is it going to do to us as players out of our pocket? So that it's a discussion that needs to be had, and they're having all those discussions.
It's a competitive business, also known as a circus, right? What they're doing is they're putting on a show for you, the sports fan, and they're competing in this league for rings and banners, right? And big contracts for both TV for the owners and players' contracts to perform. But they're basically a circus. The NBA is a show, right? It's no different than Hollywood. They're selling movies. The NBA is selling basketball, competitive basketball. That's what they're selling, right? Now, they're not only doing that, that's what they've always done, but now, for the first time ever, they really are dabbling in trying to change the world, right? And trying to have a say in the end of systemic racism. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do what's never been done before. In some essence, it's like they're basically trying to change the world like Muhammad Ali did, and they're trying to do it because of racism. And something has to change, so they're going to be the ones to do it, and they're doing it, and it is what it is. And I hope they're successful in their endeavor. I really do. But I also know this, that if you pull the plug, all the money's going down the drain. So there you go. So they know that what they're doing is changing the world, but it's going to cost them dearly. Right? Like, and sometimes in life, you have to be willing to do that to get the answer you want and crave and the change that you so desire. You know what I mean? It's like three wishes. Give me three wishes, genie. And then you get your three wishes. You got to be really focused on them three wishes, Carver High. And you can't screw it up. So they're going to run out of options here. It's simple. Shut it down or play. And if they shut it down, they're going to bleed. You're going to bleed in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. You know it's true. Carver, you know that's true. Can you imagine the money they'll lose?
Of course, yes. There is a lot of money at stake here. But like you said, there are clearly guys in that room particularly guys like LeBron and members of the Lakers and the Clippers who, listen, this is a no joke. This is a big deal. What's going on and what these guys are trying to do. So some guys, you know, that those things that you're talking about have to be considered. Absolutely. But some guys, that's not going to matter to them. And that's their right. And that is what it is.
Do you think it's bigger than when the dudes did it at the Olympics with the fists and the gloves and the whole deal? Like, you think it's at a different level than that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, I obviously, it's hard for me to, you know, I wasn't around then. I can't, I know.
You can't go retro, Carver High.
I can't go. Look, there's a lot of things going on right now, and there's a lot of change that needs to happen. That's what I know.
Like that hail that was hitting your roof the other day. That's got to change.
You were hearing that while we were on. The hail was hitting the room pretty good because now being up in the office, you get to hear all the weather elements outside the window here. And there was quite a bit of it yesterday.
There's a tremendous amount of elements. You know what I think is crucial? Because I want to get – it's very important that I do this right now too because I'm very busy. I just want to – like mark one of the channels. There's got to be – is every single game over now? Because I don't even want to look at the scoreboard. I know that game got postponed. Oh, here's a game that's on. I think it's the Rockies and Diamondbacks are on. All right, so I just want to get this channel, and then I want to go. All right, I have that channel. All right, now I want to go. It's very crucial here, Carver High. I want to go to 2-1 Rotto in the sixth. I want to go to the Red Zone Hurricane channel to get the latest update on the Hurricanes. As you know, I am a huge fan, not of hurricanes, but in the damage that they cause. I've been through a ton of hurricanes in my lifetime. Believe me, living in Florida and living in New York, this one's going to hit us. This one's going to hit us too. This Laura is going to hit us. So at the end, it's going to hit us with rain and wind, and that'll be that. And it's way worse right now down in the Gulf Coast. I know that like right now, Shreveport, New Orleans, Jackson, all those, Lake Charles just getting hammered. 150 mile an hour.
I saw
the Cat 4.
I saw a video tonight from the governor on Twitter saying that they were battening down the hatches because he's right there in that area too.
Shreveport.
The governor was getting ready for it.
I mean, Lake Charles,
everybody,
Mobile, Jackson.
He's safe down there. That's just brutal. It's just brutal.
Houston, Alexandria, they're all getting it. Like, the bands even hitting Houston are enormous. And I mean, it is the nastiest Cat 4 you've seen. All right, so I saw video footage from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and I mean, it is just pouring ass there, and the wind is out of control. There's trees snapping, you name it, telephone poles bent over, traffic lights sideways, and it hasn't even landed yet. The Laura's going to land overnight, and it's literally a couple hours away from landfall, 2 to 4 hours max. And it's 150 mile an hour Cat 4. It's no joke. 20-foot surge. Definitely, I've already seen these numbers of somewhere between 4 and 13 to 20-foot surge. The predictions are all over the place. But, I mean, the surge flooding, the colors on this thing, you know how they always show these radar colors, right? It looks like the fall foliage. It's so red and yellow and burgundy and bloody. It is just an absolute disaster, this storm that's hitting down there in the Gulf Coast. So Godspeed to everybody down there. If you didn't get out, and they warned you to get out, they demanded that you get out to evacuate. If you didn't leave, good luck. Godspeed. I've been through them. I've been through all of them. Hurricane Andrew, you name it. Hurricane Sandy. I've been through all those, and it's no joke. I hate these things. We just went through one, Isaias. It knocked Carver High's power out for a week. I mean, it just, trees bent over, snapped, yards, roofs, you name it, all came peeling off. And this one's supposed to hit us as well and blow through at the end of the day when it's done doing damage down there. Carver, I thought that there was two of them, Marco and Laura. Whatever happened to the other one? It was just like, what, a rainstorm? It never amounted to anything? Or is that one behind this one?
I think it's behind this one, isn't it? Because, yeah, ooh, the L comes before the M. So that's right behind it.
Ooh, and there's a chick doing a report right now in Lake Charles, and she's literally, I mean, the wind is just absolutely moving her body. What's the one guy's name? Jim Cantori? Is that his name, the other guy?
Yes, he's the one who used to always go out in the crazy storms.
He's in Lake Charles as well, and he's unmoved by the 75, 80 mile an hour winds right now. She's bent sideways because she looks like she weighs about 120. He's checking in at 210. And maybe less. He's a little shorter. He might not be 210, but he's not moving at all. But the trees are, it's crazy there. They got weather there. Believe me, it's coming in. The wind is ripping. The rain is pelting her in the face. I love Hurricane TV. Red Zone style, son. It's no joke. Carver High loves it too. He just doesn't like to admit it publicly.
Well, I don't have that channel at home. I had that channel when we were at the old place, right. You know, working late. We would throw that on when we had a couple of TVs in the control room. We had that, but
turn on the weather channel, son. Turn on the weather channel. That's all you need.
It's a horrible, horrible storm. I can't watch people that happened down there. I don't want to see it. And the Avalanche are on the board. It's a 1-1 game.
What do we got here?
Zadorov with the goal for the Avalanche.
Zadorans, spicy rice down in New Orleans. Zadorans.
And a blast from the point. Hudobin had no chance. Zero chance.
I just picked up a bag of Hudobin.
A must win for the Avalanche. They need it tonight.
Oh, and I need it too because I bet on them. And so you don't think there's going to be hockey tomorrow? You think they're going to cancel that too? And do you feel at this point, are you willing to gamble with me and say that you think they'll play again the NBA? Or are you willing to say they're going to pack it in and overnight all these dudes are going to have their little cliques and meetings amongst themselves, the players, and they're going to decide if it's worth it to lose their business down the drain? Because that's what's going to happen. It's going to go down the drain.
I think for both things, I'll give you a percentage on both. For the hockey, I think it's 50-50 that they don't play any of the games tomorrow. We'll see what Bettman and the crew and the players get together and if they want to respond to all of the criticism that they've taken tonight. I think it's 50-50 tomorrow for them. For the NBA completely shutting down, man, if it sounds like it's just the two teams, but if they hold their ground, it's obviously hard to put, you know, you got to pretty much, it's either all or none, right? I think it's 60-40 they don't play again. That'd be my guess. 60-40, they completely shut it down.
60-40 NBA, you're on the 60?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's 60-40. I'm hoping they do. They can figure it out, but we'll see how it goes. It's up to, listen, if they believe in this thing, man, and I completely respect that. And if they want to take it as far as not playing anymore, then more power to them. It is what it is.
But do you think baseball will follow NHL with that? I don't know. I don't think the NHL will shut down completely. Maybe for tomorrow, but I don't think they're shutting it down.
No, too close to crowning a champ.
And I think the NHL is
not shutting down altogether. I'm saying tomorrow. I'm saying just tomorrow.
Any way you slice that NHL, it's as you know, it's as white as Siesta Key Beach, the NHL. You know it is. You can't even deny it. It's just dead silence now. It is. You know I'm right. Like it is what it is. And anyone that can't handle that, you know, I recommend go to bed early, say your prayers, clutch your pillow tight, tell your mommy you love her. But the reality is, it is white, and that's all there is to it. And I don't think they have the stones to shut it down completely. Seriously. I mean, it's that simple.
They're not shutting it down. I'm saying tomorrow, 50.
I know, just about. But I'm telling you, like, overall, I don't think that they I don't think they have enough swell of momentum, and I don't think they have enough, frankly, commitment to it. I think it's all rhetoric. I think that I think they believe in equality. I think they believe completely in equality for everyone, all races and walks, and women and children. They want everyone to love hockey. I do believe that. I do believe that they have the right intentions of equality and inclusion, right? I do believe that. But I also think that they're short on numbers, right? I think it's overwhelmingly white, and I think that they have this huge business they're running. You know, Gary Bettman's turned it into a billion-dollar entity, multi-billions, right? So I think that they, you know, the same thing holds water, that they understand that they're on the cusp of trying to make back some of this money they've lost. Don't tell me they haven't lost money all year in the NHL and NBA. And baseball's lost tons of money. They're losing tons of money having this little cheesy 60-game season. I got to tell you, though, I'm going to be honest. I think baseball's way better with this. I just think it's great. Every day it matters.
You like the shortened 60-game, seven-inning doubleheader, man on second in the 10th inning. You like this new world of baseball. You would like this going forward.
I like the concept of let's change that. I like the concept of a shorter season.
Less games. You like less games because it means more. Do you like that half the teams are going to make the playoffs? Do you like the eight in each league?
I don't even care. Yeah, why not? I'd rather have 16 teams in college football play for a title. I'd rather have 64 in basketball, whatever, 68, whatever it is that they do, literally with the playing games, right? So I love that. I love the NFL tournament. I think, you know, it's 12. I think it could be 16. I think hockey 16. I think NBA 16. I think it all works. And I think, you know, I've heard all this, you know, nonsense about 154 games. Listen, what is the difference? Eight games? You think that's going to make a difference? How about a buck and a quarter maximum of games or 100? And I guarantee you that the game would speed up. I think the game's already speeding up. I'm not a big fan of the seven inning and the runner on second stuff, all that nonsense. But I don't think the game... Frankly, I mean, those two things have changed it. I'll give you that. But it's not so overwhelming. Like, I can guarantee you that it hasn't affected my day once, ever. Right. Like, I'm not over here, like, crying about it. I don't worry about baseball seven-inning doubleheaders. I don't even care if they play them. I just don't care. I have baseball on right now, Colorado, Arizona, the sixth. I'm watching a game. I got the hockey game going, and I'm going back and forth. But, you know, honestly, the hockey game is so much better than the baseball game. The baseball game is like literally, just so we're clear, if you ever sat in your car at a like in a traffic jam and just picked your nose, you know, just jimmied your nose for like 10 or 12 minutes and just cranked it and just actually got in a digit and you were literally all the way like a full digit in. You're just deep in there working it and you just don't care. Because you're picking your nose. Like, I don't care what they do in baseball every night. I know I like betting on it, and I don't care to watch or sit there and suffer through an entire game. Seven-inning games are like heaven because they're just fast and it's over with.
The playoff matchups actually right now, I was reading this morning, if the season ended before today's games, would actually be pretty juicy. You'd get A's Blue Jays in the AL, Yankees White Sox. That would be a fun three-game series. Twins Astros and then Rays Indians. And how about in the NL? You get Braves Cardinals and the Avalanche take a 2-1.
Again, it's 2-1. Is it, what do I got it at 2-1? Now you're saying 3?
No, 2-1. 2-1.
Yeah, because I got it at 2-1, but I already just saw that when I turned the channel. So I'm always ahead of you. Meanwhile, now you're telling me I feel like you're ahead of me. But it is 2-1, and they got a lead now. And I'm going for on this horrible night in American sports history, I am going for the hat trick in the NHL, trying to go perfect. And I've gone perfect multiple nights in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, when there's three or four games, I've had multiple perfect nights already. I'm trying to go for the perfect day today on a horrible day in sports, but not a horrible day for me at the window, which is the key to everything, I think. I care more about hitting these bets than I care about all those board meetings. But listen, my point is baseball is it's boring. And that they know they have a problem with boredom. They know it. They don't want to ever use that word. That you're not allowed to say that word at the baseball offices or at the baseball wow. network or anywhere else. Can't talk about boredom. But I got to tell you, watching a guy after every single pitch dance around on the mound, and you know Cole does it too. He's in there. He's in there working his hair, his locks. He's working. He's got the hat. He's Jimmy in the hat. He's rubbing the ball. He's right. He's got the whole. If you ever seen it, it's like every pitch he takes off his hat. He's like worried about his hair, and it takes like 5 minutes to throw a pitch. And then the batters, they after every pitch they get out and they fix their gloves. It's almost like they're schizophrenic. I can't even keep up with it. They're like they're playing with their gloves and they're tightening. And then the guy digs in with his foot and then he gets you. Then he calls time to the ump and then he's like holding the bat and then he has to whine. And he has his little Jimmy. He's got like his little warm up, you know, little cheese fake swings and he gets in. He's ready to go and then he buckles in after every single Forellin pitch. I mean, these at bats now take 15 minutes. I told you when I'm on a sofa on a Saturday or Sunday and I turn on a Yankee game, I mean to tell you, I have never. Who needs drugs? Who needs morphine and heroin when you got Major League Baseball to put you to sleep? I mean, every time I watch a game, I'm two innings in. I am gone. I am like, I am Darcy Rota. I'm out cold. I am I'm sideways sleep. I got drool coming out of my mouth. Baseball to me is like Ambien.
I think they are going to keep some of these things, though. I think those seven-inning doubleheaders, I think that those will be a thing that will stick around. Maybe even the extra-inning thing, too, Scott.
I think they should keep the Philly fanatic. That's the only thing I like about Philadelphia is that damn bird. Thing's awesome. We'll try to catch up with Morenci. All right, Avs up 2-1, 12 and a half left in the second. I need this one to hit all three NHL bets tonight. But Morenci's on next, Sports Rage. Do you think, Gabe, that we've been talking about, Carver High thinks that the NHL will buckle under the pressure of the abuse they're taking tonight for having these games when every other league. But it's not true. Baseball, a lot of games were played. And the hockey games were played, and everybody's mad at those people. Do you think they'll play hockey tomorrow, or do you? Because you know the NBA is not playing.
Yeah, I think the National Hockey League will. They seem to be pretty tone deaf. They've always been tone deaf during times like this. They'll do their little moment of silence, and they'll put up an end racism, promo up on the video. Screen for a couple of seconds, but yeah, I do believe ultimately they're going to play. I thought, you know, part of me thought, Scotty, that maybe the Dallas Stars, I thought maybe this Dallas-Colorado game tonight might not be played. And, you know, listen, man, the hockey world is very staid. As you know, bro, you were in that world. So, and, you know, and the Canadian hockey media, very, very close to the vest, leave it to Beaver types. And Craig Simpson, you know, listen, Craig Simpson, right? Former Pittsburgh Penguin, or an Edmonton Oiler.
Right.
Craig Simpson does a great job, analyst on TV. He actually said that I'm surprised we shouldn't be playing. He said that on the broadcast. And normally he's like, you know, he doesn't talk about social issues very much. Kelly Rudy, said same thing. Came out and said, you know, we shouldn't be playing right now. This is a bad look for the National Hockey League. But I understand. Listen, Anson Carter said he doesn't have a problem with the NHL playing. It's a complicated issue, Scotty. It really is, as you know.
All right, Morenci, have a killer show. Sports Rage up next. I'll see you freaks tomorrow on Coast to Coast and on Pharrell on the Bench. Carver High, great job. Good night, everybody. From New York. Peace.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.